Good morning. We are continuing our study of Herb Fitch's Avila Beach Beyond Time seminar. We're looking at the first half of talk or class number 4. And here near the end, he says, once we focus our attention on how to improve our human lives, we're out of a spiritual message. And I'm unhappy to remark that too many of us in the past have done this. We're trying to use scripture to improve human lives. We think that's what God put the scripture here for. No, it isn't. The scripture is here to take us out of our human lives. And if we were to emphasize, as certain teachings do, in fact, he says, I receive tapes and letters and pamphlets from people about prosperous thinking and that sort of thing. And it's sort of a throwback to what seems to be primitive. As if we're still clinging to that life in the flesh, in spite of every word that comes to us to warn us, to advise us, to alert us that the flesh withereth in time. And if you still find that you are taking these words and converting them into little weapons to improve your human life, you're not walking spiritually. You're trying to cling to a human life while you seek spiritual help, and believe me, you're divided. Now he says, I hope this is not for most of you, and I hope that those of you who may still be lingering in that attitude can hear me without taking offense. It's really a sense of love that prompts the statement. Until something kicks it right out of you, and you know you can't do it anymore, it just doesn't work, that's all. It really cuts you in half. And then you say, well, what about my human life? Well, hopefully, if we ever have a seminar again and you attend, you won't bring it with you. Because you have no human life. You only think you have. That human fellow walking around is not yourself. That's the point. And that's what Joel told me when I asked him, how do I get rid of this personal sense of self? It just seems to follow me wherever I go. And he looked at me and he said, you haven't got one. And he turned around and walked away. This is real, folks. This is not just poetry. We must find a way, right here on earth, while dwelling in a form, or while the form dwells in our consciousness is better, we must find a way not to live in that form, not to live in that human being, because you haven't got one. And so if you're living in a human life, you're living in an illusion, a concept. You're living in a series of concepts. I don't know about you, but I want out of that. And the way out is to be still and know. I am the life. And then let that I reveal itself. What about this human life? Well, according to the greatest spiritual discerner of all time, He who could say, take up thy bed and walk, and people would do it. On the other hand, he who could say, let the dead bury the dead, speaking of human life. The greatest master of all time. He said, you haven't got one. He's the father of the infinite way. Did you think Joel was? No. Joel received it within from Christ. Christ is the father of the infinite way. But Christ is also the father of your consciousness. Christ is also the father of the I. In fact, it is the I within you. I stand at the door and knock. Please don't listen to these talks by Herb Fitch and then say, well, that was pretty, and walk right back into your human life. He's trying to show you how to step out of it, even if only for a few minutes while you're in meditation. When I went to the seminar, something happened to me. My life changed entirely. I was never the same after that. I knew my true identity because I experienced it while sitting in the seat listening to these talks. And I was able to bring it back in my meditations when I got back to Southern California. But I walked in my true identity for 3 days, 3 solid days. And I can tell you it's the most beautiful thing. It's beyond anything you ever could have imagined. So don't take these talks lightly. Sort of read between the lines. When he says, I tell you this lovingly, and please don't take offense, he's trying to guide you in the most gentle way possible. That's the funny thing about it. When I talk to Herb, he was always so gentle in his replies. We were walking around a famous golf course on Hanalei Bay on the island of Kauai, and I said, Herb, is world mind omnipresent? Because it seems to be everywhere. And he said, I don't believe that. He said, it's just that wherever God is, world mind appears to be. Now, that should make you go into meditation, because what it reveals is the opposite. Wherever world mind appears to be, which is everywhere, God is. God is. So he was most gentle, whereas with Joel, it's more direct. What do I do about this personal sense of self? You haven't got one. And then he walks away. Boom! He likes those explosions. He does it in his talks, too. But I love them both. They have both rocketed me into a fourth dimension of existence. I was reading some of Joel and this morning, and I keep seeing those two words, spiritual discernment. Here was our quote of the day from Consciousness Transformed. In it, Joel says, "It was the illumined consciousness of Jesus who forgave the woman taken in adultery. Did God lift up the thief on the cross? No, it was the illumined consciousness of Jesus. Of what does illumination consist? Illumination consists of spiritual discernment that sees through the appearances and sees omnipresence, omniscience, and omnipotence." So, those words, spiritual discernment, keep coming up. You know, we can't just decide mentally that we're going to lay aside this human sense of life. There's a principle that we must work with. This assumes that you're not able to just say okay and let go and no more human sense alive. This assumes that, like me, it comes around and enters the back door or the side window or something. But Joel has given us the principles, and Herb has given us the principles. Principle one, you haven't got one. Principle two, spiritual discernment will see through the appearance of a human life to the underlying reality, the I that I am. And so we must start in our meditations. You might say, or think within yourself, this personal sense of self, this form, this human mind, this isn't here as reality. This is here as an appearance, as a series of mental images. And I don't want to try to improve them anymore. And I don't want to try to heal them. I don't want to do anything with them other than to recognize this is an illusion. Appearing very real, but it's an illusion. The arthritis in your hands feels very real, but it is an illusion. The $1,000 bonus or the $10,000 bonus you got on the job seems very real, but it too is an illusion. All right, how am I going to see through that appearance? I'm going to ask for help. I, in the midst of thee, am mighty. And so I turn to the I, and I reveal the truth. Be still and know. I. And if I have felt I have been able to let go of the mental concepts for a moment and lean back and rest on the eternal I, then I reveals itself. And that is spiritual discernment, which leads to illumination. And so be still and let I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. There is no other. Behold, I make all things new. And so, practice it in your meditations. Be still and know the eye of your being. And then it will begin to bleed over into your waking, eyes open state. You may be sitting at your desk, clearing off papers that need to be signed and filled out. And suddenly, you feel the presence of that eye. You put the pen down, you close your eyes for a minute. I am the way. You may be driving down the highway and someone pulls in real fast in front of you, cuts you off, and immediately you want to be angry. But instead comes a response, you haven't got one. Be still. I am the way. And you begin to practice this with eyes open. And eventually, it begins to practice you, according to Joel and Herb. Well, I've run over a little, but this is important to me. And I wanted to give you something concrete to work with. Something you could sink your teeth in. That's a funny expression, isn't it? But it means something you can practice. Go back and look at the first part of this talk, 4.1, and read it. And pay attention, make notes. The talk is free. The PDF file's online. Just go get it. All right. Blessings, Godspeed, and I love you.